from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brazil Senate votes to impeach.
Sim, 55. Não, 22.
Brazil's Senate President Renan Calheiros makes the announcement. By a vote of 55 to 22, Brazilian senators early Thursday morning voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office for breaking budgetary laws. Following a nearly 22-hour debate in the Senate, a simple majority was all that was needed for a trial of Rousseff for allegedly using borrowed money from state banks to cover budget deficits and pay for social programs. Ms. Rousseff will be formally notified of the vote later today, at which point she will face an impeachment trial. Her vice president will take over her post in the interim. Brazilian police and supporters of the embattled president faced off in front of the Senate on Wednesday prior to the vote. Several protesters needed to be carted away by rescue workers after inhaling pepper spray fumes. One person was arrested for inciting violence. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93 people and wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred at a market in Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad on Wednesday, expressed his condolences to the families of the victims.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
General Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the insurgents. This is VOA News. There are reports that Islamic State fighters, having pulled out of the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, are advancing once again toward it. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS fighters have cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital of Homs. Government forces retook the city from the IS group in March. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We obviously were pleased to see ISIL give up Palmyra. And the focus of our efforts has been on degrading and ultimately destroying that terrorist organization. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL expand the territory that they control. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL put at risk once again such a historically and culturally significant city.
The observatory also reports that an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir ez-Zor province killed at least seven civilians. A senior Pakistani official in Istanbul said today that Pakistan is hesitant to take action against the Afghan Taliban on its soil because of concerns the group will redirect its violence against Pakistan and Afghan intelligence will support it. The official told VOA on the condition of anonymity that they have to think twice before taking action. Anybody they take action against is immediately supported from the other side. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani recently demanded that Pakistan either take military action against Taliban commanders on its soil or arrest them and hand them over to Kabul. The top court in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday ruled that President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the presidential election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, citing a constitutional clause directing the current leader to remain in office until a newly elected replacement is installed. Grappling with a budgetary shortfall, the Nigerian government on Wednesday cut its popular fuel subsidy, raising petrol prices by two-thirds. The last effort to end the subsidy in 2012 produced riots. Despite being one of Africa's largest oil producers, Nigeria, facing a foreign exchange shortfall, has had to import most of its oil. A report released Wednesday by the NGO Norwegian Refugee Council said that the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. Now, that's the highest figure ever recorded. Spokesman Carl Schembri says, not surprisingly, many internally displaced are in the Middle East.
Yemen gets 25% of the global displacement figures caused by conflict. Immediately after Yemen, we have Syria, and followed by Iraq.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.